Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Chip Moore with the Adrian Noon Rotary, along with Denny Marsh, and he is with the HGH, which we are going to learn more about. And we're going to be talking about a great program that the Adrian Noon Rotary is bringing to Lenawee County. Denny and Chip, welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
Chip, why is Adrian Noon Rotary doing this?
Well, I got a call from Denny Marsh about this program that the federal government's doing to distribute milk and products instead of dumping milk that the farmers were doing earlier this year. President Trump came up with a program to keep the milk producers busy and working, and instead of the farmers dumping their milk, that they could supply free milk to needy individuals.
And Rotary is all about serving our community, and so this is a great project for us to be involved in, I think.
Yes, it's one of the service project, and this is a great one of the service projects that we do, and it works right well into our mission statement.
It does. So, Denny, what is the HGH?
HGH is a nonprofit organization that was started 20 years ago in Blissfield, Michigan. Very few people in the Lenawee County market knew of HGH, and Gary and Lori Phillips, they had a vision, and HGH stands for Hope and Encouragement for Humanity. And with a name like that, you can see why we just call it HGH.
Yeah, exactly.
But it started as a disaster relief. The Phillips family has a trucking company, a for-profit trucking company, and they saw an opportunity to use their assets and their knowledge to help other people in disasters. And Gary had a passion for that. And basically, if there was a flood, Gary would be in his truck with food before the government ever figured out, you know, where they could go.
Exactly.
And Gary would call a church or a nonprofit in that area and say, hey, meet me at Walmart.
Right.
I got a whole load of water and food and stuff for you. So that's how he got started with one warehouse. And then later on, he wanted two. And he happened to call me because I'm a retired banker. And he said, hey, could you think we could get this thing done? And so that's how I got involved. Only a few years I've worked with Gary on this, but we did. Got another warehouse, and he runs over 120 trucks every single year, brings the food in, takes the food out. This program, as Chip mentioned, was a government program, and Gary has a reputation all over the country with FEMA and Federal Emergency Management.
Right.
When you do something well for a lot of years, it kind of spreads. And so he got the exclusive or franchise, or call it what you want, for the whole Midwest. And
okay.
That's where Gary said, you know, instead of just doing the big bulk stuff, let's see if we can do some retail in Lenawee County.
Right.
And that's where we decided to hook up with service organizations and let you folks do the distribution. We don't have the numbers and the people because, like I said, you know, we're a wholesaler,
right,
if you will, with the big trucks. So we get in the big semis. We use Borden's out of Cleveland. So this is all fresh. This is not milk that sat in, you know, Myers or Country Market and didn't move. And
right.
So we get it. It's not that. It's government purchased fresh milk, and it comes right from the dairy right to us, and then we turn around within 2 days and put it out to the people.
There
so that's how we're doing it.
There you go. So, yeah. Chip, tell us how many semis are we getting?
We're getting two semis.
Okay.
And the event's going to take place
Saturday, August 22nd.
August 22nd, from 9 to 12. And we should go through, I think each semi has, what, 5,000 gallons?
1,100 boxes.
Let me just interject in there, okay? Because we've not done two semi loads. Okay. And the reason that Rotary is doing it is because yours truly asked them to, which it took a little step of faith on their part, because this is a lot of product. And I'm talking about this is a lot of product. We started with just milk. Right. And in the days that we had just milk, one whole semi was over 4,000 gallons, 4,300 gallons of milk. That's a lot of milk.
Yep.
I will add that we have given out over 150,000 gallons of milk since we started this in May. That's just May, June, and July, 150,000 right. gallons, a lot of milk.
That is.
What happened then, the government kicked in another contract. It's called a dairy box. The dairy box is basically a cardboard box with 2 gallons of milk. It has 4 flavored milks for the kids. They're just individual, a couple of strawberry and a couple of chocolate. Then we have chip dip, yeah. cottage cheese, sour cream cheese. Right. All of those items are packed in one box for a dairy box.
Okay.
So we get less on a semi than we got with the 4,300 just gallons of milk. It's easier to distribute. Plus, to be frank with you, the people love it more.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
And so what's happened, and the reason that I went to Rotary and they agreed to do it, mm-hmm. and then I had to come back to them and say, you know, we started this dairy box, and now instead of, you know, having 4,000 plus gallons, now we've got, you know, 2,000 gallons, but we got all these other things.
Yes.
And so consequently, I suggested that we were going through these boxes so quickly that why don't we try to do two semis? Rotary is going to be the first organization that has done two semis. So I would say to you folks, if you have been disappointed because you may have only got 2 or 3 boxes and you want to distribute to your family members, you should come to the Rotary on the Rotary distribution. It's going to be at the fairgrounds.
Yes, Saturday, August 22nd, mm-hmm. yep, 9 o'clock. And each car chip can get as many boxes as they want to be able to distribute.
Yes, there's no limit, so you can take as much as you need.
Mm-hmm. The whole idea, though, is to take what you know you have people that will utilize and it'll go to good use, because the reason the government did it was so we weren't throwing things away.
That's correct. Well, hopefully people will spread this to their family and friends.
Yeah, exactly. So about 2,200 dairy boxes we will have.
Yeah, that's a lot.
August 22nd at the Lenawee County Fairgrounds. And Denny, we're glad you offered this to Adrian Noon Rotary. We're excited to be a part of it. And Chip, you've got enough volunteers?
Yes, we do. When we talked about this at their board meeting, everybody was enthusiastic about this program. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned it to the club on a Zoom meeting a couple weeks ago with Denny. And it was a good enthusiasm, and we got plenty of volunteers for this activity.
Good. Well, I want to thank you, Denny and Chip, both for bringing this information to us. And, of course, thank you to the Adrian Noon Rotary for being part of this great project. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll be giving more information out on WLEN before the event actually happens. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.